Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, December the 3rd, 2025. Moving right along in the month of December, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. Glad to have you with us this morning. The commute to work was much easier this morning. The street crews in the city and county have done a great job clearing off the roads after yesterday's snow event, I guess is what we'll call it. Now, I do hear, though, on Friday morning, no more snow events this week, really. There's supposed to be a little dusting overnight, I think tonight or tomorrow night, like half an inch or something like that. But apparently Friday is supposed to be bitter cold in the morning. Friday is supposed to be bitter cold. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but bitter cold Friday morning. So get ready, get your mittens, get your long johns, get your coats out, because Friday morning, it's going to be bitter cold in this area. Now, it is not bitter cold in this studio. It's 79 degrees in this studio. Now, I'm not really sure why that is. And I'm not going to complain. I think it's kind of a karma leveling mechanism, because 12 years ago, when we first started this station, our first studios were in the mall, the Southland Mall. And we had a studio that had not been used for like 15, 20 years. It was the old eyeglass place. Right inside the door of the Marion Center Mall. And the first year we were there, the first Christmas we were there, we had no heat and we had no air conditioning because the unit was so old on top of the building and had not been used for so many years that things were not replaceable. It was just, it was not a good situation. We eventually got it up and running. Some repairmen came in and said, we think we can get this up and running. We don't really know. They did finally get it up and running, but it never ran very well. And so the first really 2 years of this station, we had a nice studio, and autumn and spring were very nice. But winter and summer was hot and winter was cold. So there would be many days this time of year. If we had a day like this where it was, what, outside 30 degrees? If you came in, the studio was probably between 50 and 60 degrees. And we always had a temperature gauge on the desk to let us know how cold it was. So in the early days of this station, a lot of the pictures will have people wearing coats or scarves in the studio, sometimes even their gloves, because it was that cold. Sometimes you could even see your breath. And if you catch an old repeat from those years, sometimes you'll hear people talking about their breath in the studio, and they'll rattle off what the temperature is. So, you know, being in a studio that's 79 degrees, not so bad. I really don't know why it's so hot in here, because this is our third Christmas in this particular studio. All I know is that the heat in this building is controlled from a central location. That probably has something to do with this being the hospital at one point and then being City Hall at one point, that each room does not have a thermostat. But they certainly don't skimp on the heat, and they don't skimp on the air conditioning in the summer either. So 79 degrees, almost 80 degrees in the studio here this morning. So I'm nice and toasty where I am. I hope you're nice and toasty where you are as well. Do want to get to the fruitcake toss here, because we've had some new entrants recently. The fruitcake toss, December 11th, 7 p.m., right here at the station, 685 Delaware Avenue. We're going to have the famous Buckeye Donuts on that night. So come out, get a free Buckeye donut from Columbus. That's going to be something. The hot chocolate, as I said, I'll keep saying, I have had no indication that we're going to have hot chocolate this year. We've had hot chocolate the last 2 years. I don't know about this year. It's hard to tell. I'm not going to bring it up, but we'll see if hot chocolate appears on the night of the fruitcake toss. Here are the entrants we have so far. We have Chip, we have Bob Welsh, we have Mariah Rudolph, we have Amy Acton, Weslin Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, the first ever fruitcake champion, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, last year's fruitcake toss champion, Thad Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, our champion 2 years ago, he was put in yesterday, and the entire group of the Y-Men. Now, I haven't heard back from them yet, but somebody is checking on that. The entire Y-Men who sell the Christmas trees were put in the group. So if you know anybody in the Y-Men, let them know they were nominated, but I did pass that along to Marshall Cunningham, and we'll see how many Y-Men will show up that night. By the way, you can nominate police officers, you can nominate firemen, you can nominate other city council members. No county commissioners on the list this year. We did have a county commissioner, Kevin Davidson, in this last year. Nobody's nominated the auditor yet. Miranda was in it last year. She brought her kids out here. It was a lot of fun. So still time to nominate. 740-383-9944. The event is December the 11th at 7 p.m. All right. Now, want to talk a little more about Monday night city council meeting, because we just had a little, I guess it's a statement that was read there on the news. Now, here's what I don't understand. Now, yesterday during this show, so it's been 24 hours now, because of the conversations we were having on this show yesterday, I sent the mayor two questions, because we do not want to report false information. Simple as that. We don't want to report false information, but when people have questions, I send them to the mayor, and I hope that he responds to those. Now, the two questions that people seemed to have yesterday were, number one, is money being used out of the fire levy fund in the budget this year? That was number one. And number two, was the original budget $2 million off? Did the budget director have problems with her addition subtraction, in which the budget was never really $19 million. It was actually $17 million, which is why the 10% cuts got us down to $14 million. So, here's the thing. The mayor has not responded. It's been 24 hours. Now, maybe he's just busy. I don't know. But not a peep out of the mayor. And but the fire department, not too long after yesterday's show, maybe an hour, hour and a half after yesterday's show, did release a statement saying that none of the money in the fund for the new firehouse is being used for the budget. I think it's pretty well what it said. So, again, I don't know if the mayor talked to them or if they just did that on their own accord, but, you know, wouldn't it be easier just to answer the question, call in here, respond to an email? You know, we're trying to get this stuff right because we're trying not to misinform, which is a whole lot better than a lot of other groups in town are doing, and I don't understand why there's this type of communication. But there you have it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it this morning. So the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 21 and a half minutes past the hour, and so I guess we know about the fire levy now, that's not being used in the budget, which that's a good thing, but we still don't know if the original budget was off or not. And if it wasn't, I hope somebody says that yes, it was $19 million. And there was no problem with addition or subtraction with the budget director. But I don't know why these questions are so hard to answer. I honestly have no idea. Now, we did learn yesterday that the budget for the Aquatic Center, because this was a big question, has been cut from $300,000 a year to $100,000 a year, which really makes you wonder if the pool is still going to be operational this coming year. I don't know how they're going to run on $100,000 because, well, you know, I really don't know what the chemicals and things of that nature cost in regard to that pool. But I'm guessing they probably cost close to $100,000. I don't know how many lifeguards you could get for $100,000 or people who need to work there. I really don't know. But we know that budget went from $300,000 to $100,000. We know the budget director next year will be making $85,000 a year. We're not really sure what cuts have come to the senior center or if they will be operational. We know cuts have come. We know that a lot of people still will be getting their raises, including city council. To this point, we have not heard anything different. But we're being told that there are no layoffs. But I was looking at the report that was posted on social media yesterday by our station on Monday night city council meeting. And I did notice the caveat in this no layoffs thing was that people were retiring and vacancies were not being filled in these positions. And I guess that's across the board at City Hall. But does anybody know the number of vacancies and the people retiring? You know, how many people is this? Because we did learn not too long ago that there are less firefighters and less police officers already on the street than there were at the beginning of this year. I think it was two or three in each department. So how many retirements are happening at the end of this year? How many more vacancies are there? How many employees are being lost? And what's happening with transit? What's happening there? Because that department does not run at a profit. So if you're pulling money out of there and they had to cut 10% out of their budget, what did they cut? You know, I think these are the things that were not answered Monday night that really lead people to have more questions than answers, as the old saying goes. But again, the phone lines are open here and we'd love to hear from you. That's why we do this show, so we can hear from you, your thoughts. And as I've said, a lot of times, you, the listening audience, hear things that I have not heard. So that always helps. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if you have anything in regard to any of these particular stories. At this point, I really have no idea beyond what is being reported. And where it goes from here, I have no idea. But hopefully we all find out as we go on down the road. You know, I also keep thinking about the fact that there will be no economic development director. Now, a lot of people had problems with the way that all went down last year. I know a lot of people were not happy with the new economic development position. But the fact that there will be no money spent on economic development last year, I think bothers, or next year, I think bothers a few people here in town. I think the fact that downtown Marion has been completely defunded by the city, that's kind of interesting. I would think that is a concern for a lot of people because it has always been made a priority by the city. Here we are. And do we yet know what caused all of this? You know, I think that's still a big question. What caused all of this problem? How did we get to where we are? I don't think that's ever fully been elucidated in any conversation. How did we get to the point that we're at now? What happened? What turn did we take wrong that has led us to where we are now. But if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, or if you'd like to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, as we ease into this day. Boy, you know, I said it was 30 degrees outside earlier. It's 23 degrees and cloudy skies. I just looked at the computer here. 23 degrees and cloudy skies. So if you'd like to enter anybody into the fruitcake toss, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. It's coming up next Thursday. Or if you would like to give us any news on what's going on in the city, or the county for that matter, you know, things going on everywhere, as they say, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from the listening audience. You know, I look at this fruitcake toss list, and what I get, you know, I did inform Weslyn Davis that she is entered. I have not heard anything back yet, so I don't know where that's going to go. Amy Acton, I think she has been informed. I did not inform her, but I do think she's been informed. I don't think we've heard anything there. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think he has been informed, but I haven't heard anything back there. Other than that, more or less, I think we have a good grasp on this particular list. And again, if you would like to add anybody to this list, feel free to call us, and we will get them added to the list. You know, Jack Kellogg is not on this list yet. Jack has competed, I don't know how many times. I'm pretty sure Jack has been there at least three or four times. And he's always a good sport, and he always throws the fruitcake, and he always does very well. Now, I want to give you a report on the top of our tree as well. It was a week ago, Friday, so not quite a week yet, that our tree was topped with our annual Pizza Crust WGH star. Now, it's a star made of actual pizza crust. I believe it's shellacked. And it says WGH on it in green letters. And I think last week, and I've said this before, and I don't know if Bob's out there listening or not, Bob Welch, but Bob, I think, was having performance anxiety that morning because he tops our tree every year, and this has been going on 4 or 5 years now. And for some reason on Friday, same tree, same topper, he had trouble getting this star on the top of the tree. Now, I think it was performance anxiety because Mary Ellen Withrow and Larry Barnett were in the studio, and he maybe was fearful that one of them would do something to him. But this star keeps leaning north as the day goes along. As the days go along, the star keeps going further north and north. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, did you get my message?
No, I haven't checked the messages yet.
Heard back from the mayor's office, the secretary, and she said, Collins has a prior engagement.
Oh, a prior engagement.
Yeah.
Oh, now does that surprise you?
For next Thursday. Well, that don't surprise me.
So you didn't get a chance to talk to him?
Nope.
Now, didn't we hear not too long ago that if anybody wanted to call him, he'd be glad to answer?
Yeah, I didn't say I wanted to speak to him. I just asked her about him doing it, but he wasn't the one to call me back. And so maybe if I would have said I had something I wanted to discuss with him, maybe he would have called me back personally. I don't know.
Did he know the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since he's, we'll leave him on.
It seems like that's an awful late time to have a prior engagement, but.
Well, you know, he really, I can't believe he hasn't responded to the last email I sent him, because all I did was put two questions in there, and I said, hey, you know, we want to get this story right, we don't want to keep saying something that's not true, and here we are 24 hours later, and he still hasn't responded. But in meetings, he always says, if you have a question, let me know. But apparently, some people are excluded from that.
Well, if he wants to get reelected, you know, I don't think this is doing him any good.
I just don't understand why. I mean, even if he doesn't like me, doesn't like this station, doesn't like whatever, why? It was just two questions. I said, Mayor, I wanted to make sure we had the facts on these. These were two topics that came up today. Could you answer these two questions? And nothing.
Well, he's doing himself a disservice, I think, but whatever he wants to do, I mean, we're just going to have to ride through it.
Well, now, since he apparently is not going to show, we'll leave his name on the list as far as just the fact that he was nominated. But would you like to nominate somebody else? Now, nobody's nominated Jack Kellogg. He's been in it several times. Nobody has nominated... We did get Sheriff Bales nominated yesterday. The Wyman Group was nominated.
Wyman Group? The whole group of them?
The whole group, yeah. Somebody came up to me and said, we heard the Wyman on your show. They wanted to nominate somebody in the Wyman, and I said, well, who do you want to nominate? They said, you know what, just nominate the whole group and see who can come.
Well, that'd be wonderful, bunch of them come.
Yeah, I think the Wyman are great.
My ramp, they have it down to science. They got that ramp up in no time.
Yeah, so I think they would be great. I'm trying to, we got Brian Murphy on here. We've got...
Who's Brian Murphy?
He was the champion last year, superintendent of the Marion City Schools.
Oh.
Yeah. So who can we think of to replace the Bill Collins nomination? As far as council people, well, nobody's nominated...
Is Jason on there?
What's that?
Is Jason Schauber on there?
Yep, Jason's on there, and Thad Smith is on here so far. Nobody is nominated. Like I said, Jack Kellogg, Miranda McGinnis, they were both in it last year. I don't think anybody's nominated either one of them.
Well, you'd have to get a hold of Miranda McGinnis if I nominate her.
I think if you call City Hall, it's the same type of thing. You'd just be put forth to her office.
Okay, I might give that a try.
Okay, so you want to put Miranda in here?
Yeah.
All right.
What's her title up there?
Auditor.
Auditor, okay.
Auditor. So as far as everything else goes, how do you think things are shaping up with what we know about the city now? Now, apparently, the fire department has released a statement saying that, the money is not being used out of their levy fund. But we still don't know if the number was right, if the budget ever was $19 million. That question still hangs out there. What do you think?
Well, you know, with the coincidence, of the previous administration and Robert Landon, and those things are up in the air whether things are right there. And the budget now being supposedly $2 million off that he presented. I mean, just all in all, it just don't look good for the city as a whole, if we have confident people in any positions.
Well, and I do think we heard Monday that the state auditor is coming in at some point today to meet with them all. So, I think to get a plan together is what my understanding was. So, you know, if you call her now, you might get a hold of her, but later in the day might be a little difficult.
Okay.
All right. Well, let us know.
Okay, later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Miranda McGinnis now in the fruitcake toss, the city auditor. And again, we've had nobody nominated from the county at this point. Now, last year, I think the only person that we did have from the county was Kevin Davidson, who was just elected. I don't remember if Mark Davis might have been in it, Dr. Davis. I can't remember if he was or not. I know he has been in it in the past. I will say that. So, we'll see how that goes. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I would like to nominate Mayor Kellogg as an honorary person.
Oh, all right. I'm sure.
I'm not sure if he's able. If he's able, wonderful. If not, I would like to... nominate him as an honorary.
You know, I'll tell you, it's very interesting. The first year we did the fruitcake, or maybe, I don't remember if it was the first or second year, somebody nominated him, and I wasn't sure if he would get out there and do it, but by goodness, he did, and every year he has come, he has tossed that thing. And I think he gets the fun of it. That, you know, it's one underhanded toss. It's not going to hurt him, and we would not let him be hurt. And I think he just has a good time doing it.
Well, I would like to nominate him, and if he doesn't, isn't able, then we'll honor him.
Absolutely. So we'll put Mayor Kellogg here on the list.
I'm glad they got to the bottom of that wasn't taking none of my fire department money.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that statement came out about an hour and a half after we were talking about it here on the show.
Yeah, I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. But I think what we need to do is eliminate the Republicans, because it seems as though they just keep a mess going. It's kind of like our national. Now, here we got, the Republicans handling it. Well, we never had such crappy on the news, but then news is safe. But you listen to that, and then you listen to Marion, and you think, oh, okay. Hey, I'm not going to talk anymore.
Well,
I'm gone.
Hey, well, no, I tell you, I do got one question for you, though.
What's that?
What do you make of, because as I said, I really am confused by this, because obviously the mayor knows this show exists. I see him every Monday at City Council. He knows we're providing news. Now, even if he doesn't like me and he doesn't like the show, and I don't know that that's true, by the way, because we've never had that conversation.
If I don't think he doesn't like you. He doesn't like what you represent.
Which I'm not sure even what that is.
Well, and he's done. I feel for him. I mean, I'll guarantee you he ain't getting any good night's sleep. And I'm anxious for the state to come in, because it seems like we just kind of keep wallowing in the mess, and we're not getting any further ahead. And quit blaming the past people. Quit blaming the ones that's there now. Just get them together and fix it, for crying out loud.
I guess is what was confusing to this about me was he could have answered these in an email, and he always makes it a point to say, anybody can email me, anybody can do this, and I will respond. And these were two questions that if he answered, could have gotten all the rumors away. So if he thinks we're all speculation and rumors, he could have gotten these taken off the table. Why would you choose not to answer them? I don't understand that.
Well, I guess what you need to do is call Jason. He's the only one who'll talk to you, and I'm pretty sure he probably, long as he's been on the board, I'm pretty sure he probably knows every bit as much or more than the mayor does.
Well, I tell you, now here's something if Jason's out there listening, he can call in. This is interesting. Chief McDonald has outlined where these cuts are going to be with the police department. Apparently, three vacant police roles will not be filled. Overtime was cut by $125,000, roughly one-third of the budget. No new police cars, which cost about $77,000 each. Various software used to investigate cases and manage the police department was cut. About $68,000 for flock cameras, which are currently funded through a grant, are set to expire in May. A crime analyst will move to a part-time position. One of two security desk personnel has moved their retirement to January, and that will open a position that will not be filled. So there's what's happening with the police department.
Well, I tell you, there's been a lot of pencil scratching head in there.
Well, and here's the fire department. Two vacancies after retirement will be left unfilled. Overtime was cut by almost half. Some of the money allocated to the police and fire pension funds was reduced from the fire department's budget using funds from elsewhere. Purchase of turnout gear for firefighters will be delayed.
Purchasing for gear for them?
That's what it says, turnout gear.
Well, that's a wise move.
Well, no wonder the fire department was there Monday. And here's a quote from Chief Deem. He says, the rest of it was going through every line item and making small reductions, which over the course of the budget added up. You know, I...
What? Okay, now all these people they've hired since he came on, we apparently didn't need them before. Is any of those going to be gone?
You know, it doesn't really say. It just says, what does it say here for Chief Deem? It says something like, two vacancies after retirements will be left unfilled. You know what okay, if all this overtime is being cut, did they need it in the first place? I mean, does that just mean less police officers?
Well, I would think they would be ashamed to think that the dog got, that there was a $2 million error and nobody caught it.
Well, and I don't even know if that's true yet because, the mayor has not responded to that and nobody has given a definitive answer.
Well, all you can do is hope Jason calls in because that's the only time you get any real answers. And, of course, you know, the mayor will be glad when he's gone so he doesn't have to tiptoe around him anymore.
Did we talk about that yesterday, the comment he made? I mean, I still am shocked by it.
That's shameful. I mean, that is shameful.
You know, and I had a conversation about that yesterday with somebody who actually is a relative of a former elected official here in Marion, and they had seen that, and they said, you know, whether you like the mayor or dislike the mayor or think he's good or think he's not good, to say that to a sitting council person, won't you be glad that you won't be here next year then?
Well, heck, to say it to your next-door neighbor's not very appropriate.
No, I couldn't believe, and I understand the mayor's under some stress here, and I understand it's not the most pleasant time for him, but that is his way of dealing with city council members. You know, people are not going to forget that sort of treatment, and it's very unfortunate.
Well, it is really unfortunate, and really, you'll have to say the only way that us taxpayers ever found out, because you go to, you know, like I keep saying, I go to the meeting I can't hear, so might as well stay home and wait till what you report. So, but it just is a shame that the only way we've got any true, honest answers is through Jason, and Jason will be gone.
Well, I don't think he'll disappear from what's going on, but yes, he will disappear from the third ward. And it's just, it's...
And you know, Scott, think about it. Was that a little underhanded, the way he lost that job?
Well, some people feel it was, but I'll tell you what's strange about the whole thing, is that to me, on Monday night, was every indication that this is absolutely personal. That this has that was nothing to do with policy. That had nothing to do with policy at all. That was a personal shot fired at somebody because the mayor was having a bad night or didn't like what something somebody said. Now, we talk a lot about temperament. I don't even know how you explain that.
Well, it was underhanded right in the beginning when Jason was running, and the mayor supported, what was his name?
Ralph.
Yeah, supported Ralph. Why would the mayor support anyone, least of all, one of his veteran councilmen?
Well, I think that says a lot about the mayor, doesn't it?
I think he wanted, and it's proved full that he wanted the mayor, or he wanted Jason out of there.
Well, and as I've said, as you said earlier, I don't think the mayor dislikes me either. And I'm not sure that he dislikes Jason as a person. I think the mayor does not like questions. And if the mayor is questioned on something, I think he takes that as a personal offense. And boy, I'll tell you, that's the wrong job to be in, to have that attitude.
Well, I think because he always worked for the law enforcement, you know, then he could kind of throw his weight around a little bit. It didn't catch up with him. But I feel, and I heard that night I was there, I heard Jason tell the treasurer as we were going into the meeting, three more meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they both just chuckled, like, okay. So that's pretty shameful, as many years as he's put in.
Well, and by the way, you know, we should mention that budget that was in Finance Committee on Monday night did not get out of committee. And this Monday's a full City Council meeting, so it won't even be at City Council, so that's that. The next chance this will have a chance to be read now is going to be what? December 14th? Is that the date? You know, it's got to have three readings and it's got to pass. Time is ticking on this thing.
Hey, of the four people that he's hired, what would their salaries amount to?
Well, we know that next year the budget director is going to be at $85,000. I believe the grant writer is somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 to $70,000, and the economic director is not being hired, so that's zeroed out. So between the two that he's brought in, somewhere in the neighborhood of $140,000 to $150,000.
Well, between that and $2 million that they lost, they didn't error they made. If the budget director made a $2 million error, or whoever made the error, looks to me like they should be the ones to go. And I bet the girl that left's glad she left.
Well, it is interesting that we did. The city of Marion did not have a budget director prior to January of 2024. So she's only been there. That position has only been there a year and a half. And
I'm surprised they aren't blaming the last guy or the last person that was there, because she didn't there to defend herself.
Well, that's and there are benefits involved in those positions, so it's probably closer to $200,000, maybe even $230,000, $240,000.
So you got that, the $2 million they error.
I honestly don't know. And listen, again, I'm not advocating that anybody's job be cut, but if you had created two new positions in the last, you know, 2 years, I would guess if you've got to cut the pool by $200,000, you've got to not fill positions in the police department and the fire department. We haven't heard anything out of sanitation yet. If all of that is true, I think I'd be getting rid of the new positions, not people who are on the ground.
Bingo.
So there you go. And maybe somebody will bring that up. You know, nobody has brought that up at a meeting. Now, I don't know why that's not been brought up yet, but maybe it will.
In the course of all this, did council just realize, we'll say a month ago, how far off the budget was? Did they get a report every month?
They get something, but I don't
get a report.
They did, but I think there was always a belief by many, I don't want to speak for council, but I think there was always a belief that there was a whole lot more money in that carryover account. And that was originally $17 million less than 2 years ago. And I think when they found out that morning that it was $5 million, you know, this brings up, this is another rabbit hole to go down, but it's a big rabbit hole. Okay, let's say council got nothing. Let's say council never got a financial report ever. Okay, the mayor certainly, wouldn't you get a financial report, you and your budget director, before you prepare a budget? Now, why in the world would he ever prepare a budget that was allegedly $19 million, although we're not sure if that's even correct yet? Why would you prepare a budget and present that to council, finance committee, if you knew that the carryover was $5 million or less at this point, and you knew that the fire station was on hold, and you knew that there were vacancies in the police department and fire department that were not being filled, and you knew that the revenues were only going to be between 14 and 15 million. Why would you even prepare a budget that's nearly $20 million?
Well, what I'm saying is, why doesn't the council get I'm not smart about that, spreadsheet or whatever, every single month. This is what we owe, this is how much money we get every month, not just whenever. I would think that would just be a rule.
Well, I'll tell you.
They would have to, every month that the council get it. Then that would take the monkey off of their back. Hey, you guys knew what the situation was, but they didn't know.
No, and you know what? Nobody's really questioning them. Honestly, in this entire process of people being, vacancies happening, positions not being filled, the pool being defunded by over half, tall grass going away, no funding there at all. Downtown Marion, no funding at all. Economic development, no funding at all. All of this, I've never heard anybody say, Council, why didn't you know what the financial situation of Marion was? Mayor, why didn't you know what the financial situation... They all act as if it has come about in the last month. And that's just not true.
Well, if it is true, then there's something wrong with the people we're paying. Does the council give up their money to go in the kitty? Or give up his money to go in the kitty?
I don't think the mayor's taking a raise this year, but he's not taking a deduction. And as far as I know, the council raises are still on the books.
Well, they're part of the problem. Give up your money.
Well, I tell you what, the budget has not passed to council yet. So obviously, there are people there still unhappy. So some changes are going to have to be made here.
Well, but crickets rising. Maybe we will be better off if somebody else comes in and manages our books.
Well, it may be. Maybe. If you have that, why are you paying a budget director if the state's doing it?
Well, there again. But then I suppose they'll have rules that can't get rid of them for union or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know what that position is. Honestly, I don't know if that's a union position or not because it was created for the administration. I don't know if it falls into that.
Well, and what's it done except make it worse?
Well, like I always say, if anybody should have known this was coming, it should have been the budget director.
Well, is she the one that made the error?
If there was an error, yes, it would have been her.
We can't afford her then.
Well, I would like to know if there was an error. The mayor hasn't answered that yet, and we don't... If Jason... I'm serious. If Jason knows the answer to this, he probably doesn't want to say much right now with the way he got treated Monday by the mayor. But does anybody know if these numbers were off? I mean, I think the people in Marion are entitled to know this.
Well, how much harm... If Jason called in and gave his opinion, how much more harm could he do than what they've already done to him?
Well, there you go. If you got nothing to lose, what left is there?
Hey, we're not going to fix this. You know that, Scott. But
no,
thanks for sharing.
And it is Christmas time, so happy holidays.
Have a good one.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. About 5 minutes left in this particular segment. I don't know the answers to these, so I don't want to say that the initial budget was wrong and it never was $19 million. This has come up, but I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Now, I know some of these other things we're reporting are true and false, but beyond that, I don't have any idea. Honestly. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got the answering machine.
Oh, okay. Up at with Miranda's office?
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll return your call.
I left a message, told her we'd love to have her.
Good.
In the event, told her, it was just going to be one underhand call so you could do it the farthest.
Yeah, and she was in it last year.
Well, she's in it last year, good possibility maybe she'll do it this year. But yeah. If you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we also got Mayor Kellogg nominated, so he's in there this year. So we're working toward it correctly. Maybe somebody should nominate the firefighters and the police officers. They need to pick me up right now.
We don't have any of them in, do we?
Not so far, no.
Well, maybe I'll call the fire department and just see if somebody from the fire department wants to represent them and come.
Well, I'll tell you, if 25 people show up like at Monday night city council meeting, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah.
Last year.
What's that?
How many showed up last year?
I don't think we had any fire or police last year, but I don't think any were nominated. Now, the year before, there were police and fire nominated, and I think about three or four from each group showed up.
Okay. Well, yeah. More the merrier. Maybe they'll send more than one.
Yeah, give it a try and let us know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And, you know, our meetings, our fruitcake toss, I should say, is 7 to 8 on December the 11th. So that's about the time City Council was on Monday night. So hopefully some of the firefighters could get loose from that, come chalk a fruitcake. You know, some of them might be able to really pull this thing off. 57 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Well, it is the holidays here, isn't it? And I guess the budget is upon us right now, and where it ends, nobody knows. We don't know if there was an error made in addition or subtraction. We don't know what changes are wanted to be made by council members before they're going to pass this thing. I don't know. Again, I just don't know. Rough time for a lot of people here in the city of Marion. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. About 90 seconds left in the first hour here today. But we've got a whole nother hour coming up. So stay warm wherever you are. It still says 23 degrees and cloudy skies. But we are very close to 80 degrees here in the studio. 79.7 degrees. So we are very close to 80 degrees in the studio. So we'll be nice and toasty and warm in here. But very chilly outside. 23 degrees. Fruitcake toss, December 11th, 7 p.m., the list is looking pretty good. Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Wesleyan Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thad Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, The Wyman, Miranda McGinnis, and Mayor Kellogg, and maybe more. Before the time the program is over today, if you'd like to nominate somebody, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Buckeye Donuts that night, the 11th of December. We'll be back right after this.
Holiday season.
And a big good morning to all of you. Welcome to Wednesday morning already. Yes, it is. And it won't be long.